Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right. Have we reached the point with Paul Skeens where on a 97 degree day, you're willing to go out to the ballpark? That seems like a simple enough question, Nelly, and I want people to respond to that. If you're listening out there and you're getting Skeens tickets, we heard Neil Walker during a broadcast last week, and I've had a similar experience, and I think Paul mentioned that he has too, of people who normally would never contact me or want to talk about Pirate baseball when they contact me, I should say, saying things like, this Skeens guy's unbelievable. I got to get to Pittsburgh and get to a game. That would be amazing. I have my nephew, Danny, born and bred Orioles fan, tragically, wants to come to Pittsburgh to see Skeens. So it's an event when this dude pitches. It's an event across baseball. Is this game on FS1 tonight? Am I right about that or no? Is it a national game? Can you check on that? Yep. People across baseball want to see this guy play, and I'm wondering here in Pittsburgh, clearly, plenty of people are going out to watch him.
You are correct. It is a FS1 game.
FS1 game, yeah. Because they want, was it originally that or do they want Skeens? I don't know the answer to that. But either way, they either lucked out and got Skeens or intentionally got him. Are you going out of your way to go see Skeens pitch on a 97 degree day? This, Paul, is one of the most spectacular athletes we've seen come into this town ever. He's up there with Crosby, Ben, any rookie you can think of, any draft pick you can think of, any first-year player you can think of since I've been here. And I've been here since 1989, November of 89. I moved into a tiny efficiency apartment on Holden Street in Shadyside. Where were you that year, Paul? 89,
I was at Point Park College, and I was a member of the basketball and soccer teams. I was living in the dorms, actually, so I would have been on, Wood Street? Wood and Boulevard of the Allies, at the corner of Wood and Boulevard of the Allies. In
1980. Wow.
Yeah.
My wife went to Point Park.
When
also.
When did she graduate?
Around, she's my age.
Yeah. So we probably were there at the same time.
Joe Rutter went. Do you know Joe Rutter went to Point Park around
Joe
that
Rutter,
time?
Didn't Pomp? Isn't Pomp a pioneer?
Pomp a little earlier than that, yeah.
Gormy the Owl?
Is Gormy the Owl a Point Park pioneer?
Yeah, but he finished at Penn State, but he went there for 2 years when I was there.
So give us a call, will you? 412-928-9370. Seriously, 928-9370. I'm not going to sit here and beg. It's Paul Skeens night. Are you going out to the game? Is this a huge event? Normally, you know, a Monday night in June wouldn't be a gigantic event with the Pirates. But to me, this is Monday night football with the Steelers. This is gigantic. I think, are people going out to the game? Are you, when you ordinarily wouldn't have even thought of it, did you spend money for tickets? 412-928-9370. As we wait on that, Paul, I see a story here where the Steelers, along with the rest of the AFC North, are going to be on Hard Knocks. I believe starting in December, it's going to be one of these in-season series, December through the playoffs, which means maybe just December. But how about that? That's like the last thing on earth that Mike Tomlin would have signed up for.
I've read it as if it's going to be focused on the Browns, or is it going to be focused on the AFC? Because the way I read it is it's going to be focused on the – oh, well.
I don't know. I'm reading a quote here.
It says the AFC North, yes.
Yeah, the AFC North. That's going to be well, like I said, that what was Tomlin's quote when somebody asked him about Hard Knocks? He had a great quote a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he was not a fan of it.
Something like that. Like, it's the last thing I would ever want. Something to that effect. But I think that's pretty cool that that's going to happen.
Right.
Don't you?
Yeah, I think it is. But here's my thing. What was the last one they just had? Here's when I quit.
Well,
watching.
The show itself jumped the shark like 5 years ago.
It did, but here, I think the Jets was the Jets the last one.
I don't remember.
And they restricted all kinds of coverage, including including you couldn't go in. They didn't bring the cameras in when they cut somebody. The conversation, you know what I mean? So if you watched it, it really wasn't all that interesting because it wasn't really behind the scenes.
Yeah, the last few I didn't like.
And
honestly.
So to me, you really think Mike Tomlin's going to allow them behind the scenes? I mean,
You're going to have to allow some.
I guess we define behind the scenes as we're in a meeting room and they're talking a little bit. But you know what I mean? The first few were really, really good. They were actually
the
scenes. You got a chance to see, you know, for instance, the coach talking to the general manager about certain things, and you got to see the guys getting cut from the team or guys getting, you know, brought in. I mean, this last one was garbage. It was, you know, and we're going to go home with, you know, the lineman. We're going to go to his house to see him with his kids and all this other. Well, that's fine, but that's not why we're watching Hard Knocks, you know?
I like this, though. I like the fact they're going to have some access, and this will be fun. Here's the other thing, Paul, getting back to Paul Skeens. Every time this guy takes the mound, he's a no-hitter waiting to happen. That's the other thing. He's got that kind of stuff right now. Right now. This is like Arrieta when he was on his run with the Cubs. It was like Kerry Wood in his rookie year. It was like Dwight Gooden in his rookie year once he got past the first month or so. This is a rarity. This guy, when he shows up to the ballpark tonight, he's got no-hit stuff. So at any point, you could see something very, very special. Now, it sucks that we're in 2024, so he's probably on a pitch count. And even if he carries a perfect game into the seventh inning, there'll be talk about taking him out and all that stuff. But still.
Let me ask you a question, Joe. He gets to the eighth inning with a perfect game, and he's at 105 pitches.
I say yes.
Do they bring him out for the ninth?
I say yes. They seem to be obsessed with innings rather than pitch counts, but I think there's probably a 49% chance they wouldn't. What do you think?
I think it's like 89% chance they would pull him out of the game.
Yeah.
So
This is Monday Night Football. This is big. Let's get in the present here. We have calls now of people who I think are going to this game, and I bet you a lot of them ordinarily never would have thought of going to a Pirate game tonight. Go ahead, Nelly.
Let's go to Todd, who's in downtown.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
We're coming in from Iowa, actually. We come down once a year, and we just got lucky that Skeens is pitching, and we can't wait. We'll hit it. It could be 110. We'd sit there and watch him pitch.
Man, you did get lucky. You're coming in for one game or a series?
No, we're coming in tomorrow, too. But here, quick story. I have a friend in Denver. He's buying tickets Sunday, saying they're going like hotcakes because Skins is pitching in Denver. And then they pull that
ball
up there and change it to Monday. He's mad. And I'm giving him all kinds of gruff on the internet saying,
I would be, too.
Down.
I would be,
too. I bought him a Skeens shirt downtown. I'm going to send it to him.
Try to make it up to him. Paul, thanks for the call, man. Paul, that'd be like going to see Steph Curry play, and then all of a sudden it's a load management
which happened, remember, in Cleveland?
Yes.
A bunch of people went. They drove up from here to see Curry play, and it was a load management day. And not only did he not play, I don't think Klay Thompson played. I was talking to someone. Who was it? It was a huge, huge LeBron James fan. And I want to say they came to Philadelphia, maybe?
Yeah.
And they drove all the way across the state to get to the game. And, of course, LeBron was load management day.
Man, I hadn't heard of, or I hadn't thought really of people in Denver who may have gone to that game thinking that's bought tickets, thinking Skeens would pitch, but bad for them. Good for you, I guess. Maybe you're right, Paul. Maybe there was something to that, that they were thinking more about the gate here. Who else you got?
Let's go to Jeff and Cranberry.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Love Skeens. Love everything about them. Love the whole my guy's better than your guy, no matter who you put out there. But the stickiness, the walk to the your seat, you're sticking, your legs are sticking to the chair, your beer's warm pretty much after you buy it. I can't make it happen tonight. I don't think I can. And it was a perfect night to go to. My kids are out of school now.
Come on, Jeff. Paul, what, this guy's being kept out from the stickiness of the situation? You got to toughen up.
Yeah.
Paul, what do you say to this guy?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to see him, but here's the thing, here's the problem. You're going to have a lot of opportunities to see him this year. It's not like this is the last time you're going to get a chance to see him. That's the only thing I would say there. So the sense of desperation of you got to go see him now, it's not like this is Jordan in his last year with the Bulls.
Guys, a walk across the bridge tonight, and then you get into your seat, you're just uncomfortable, man. Just really
I say go anyway, Jeff. Get yourself a beer, walk across the bridge, sit down, and you, like I said, the one thing about this dude, which makes him like other stars in sports, is you don't know what's going to happen. You could be witnessing something very, very special on any given time that this guy takes the mound. Nelly?
Well,
next caller.
Yeah.
Can we go to Glenn and Glenn Willard?
Hey, Paul.
No, I don't think we should go to Glenn and Glenn Willard. Who's next?
I got one.
Bill and Clinton is first up in this hour.
No,
hello,
no,
Bill.
No,
welcome
no, no,
to the
no.
show. How are you?
Not
I
him
know.
Either. Let's go to
go
a real
to
person.
Mike in Morningside.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I would love to go see Skeens, but I have the boycott in place until nutting sells.
Wow.
So I haven't gone since the playoff year.
So
it's just like.
So if Bob Nutting owns the team for, say, 10 more years, which means you'll never go to a game to see Paul Skeens pitch live.
That's correct.
Wait, who's this guy, Nelly?
Mike in Morningside.
So, Mike, let me ask you a question. If the Pirates went to the World Series in 2 years, and I said, Mike in Morningside, I got 3 tickets. Do you want to go? Does your boycott extend to free tickets?
Yeah, because the Major League Baseball revenue sharing pays for the player salaries. Parking, concessions, all that stuff, that's just money in his pocket. So every time we go and we sit there and say, oh, what a beautiful stadium, how pretty the view, and we still have a mediocre team that, you know, it's like going to a restaurant that never gets your order right or always serves you bad food, but the atmosphere is wonderful. You keep going back, they have no incentive to change.
Here's what I hear you on all of that, and here's what I always say to you and Paul. Is I don't begrudge anybody. Is he still on the line? He's gone? All right. Here's what I say to anybody, Paul, is that I never begrudge anybody their resentment toward Bob Nutting and the Pirates. I don't.
Right.
But if they get good again, and with Skeens, they're already very entertaining again, certainly on the nights that he pitches anyway, and Jones and Keller. What are you costing yourself?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I don't understand.
Is it worth it? Did he sound like a happy man? He even mispronounced mediocre to mediocre. Did you hear that, Nelly?
I did hear that.
But again, in a way, I also respect it because that's a guy. Right. If indeed he's following through on that.
Here's my thing. You got a chance to see a guy who could be an all-timer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He could be an all-timer. And we're here doing this.
Listen, I've had resentments against team owners. Back in Buffalo, it was Ralph Wilson for a while. But when the team gets good, am I really just going to... That's going to be the most important thing? Is my continuing resentment against the owner?
Right.
Or to the point where I'm just going to sacrifice a team in my city that might be entertaining or contending at a given moment? Like I said, in a way, if that guy's actually doing that and follows through on it, I guess I can respect it.
And there's a lot of people.
But I wouldn't be doing it.
There's a lot of people that feel that way. There's a lot of people that feel that way.
So, I'd rather watch the team myself. If someone asked me, I'd rather go see Skeens pitch. But that's just me. Well, yeah. I think it's a lot of people, actually.
Right.
I think a lot of people think that they will never go to a game again.
But
and then when,
is,
when the team gets good, they get swept up in it.
My thing is, I just feel like you have a good team. I mean, they're interesting. And you've got, you know, Paul Skeens. I don't know. That's just me. You got Paul Skeens. Why not? You know what I'm saying? Why not go and watch it and enjoy yourself, even if you can't stand the guy? You know what I mean? Even if you can't stand the owner. Go watch it and have a good time.
Yeah, that just becomes, for me at least, when I was rooting for teams, it became very unimportant. Like, I don't give a crap who owns the team. I'm gonna watch, if the team's good, I'm watching it. There's a lot of things I might not like. You know, even another player coming over. I see where Jacob Trouba might be available from the Rangers, or people are talking about, like, you know, what would it take to, what if the Rangers got rid of him, that type of thing. It's
right.
Like, you know, you put things aside if it means a winning team. And one of those things is how I might feel about the given owner of a team. Who's next?
This guy just called in. He said his name is actually Bill, and he's from Clinton.
Bill.
Joe.
Yeah?
Hi, Joe. You stuck up for me with Chris Muller one time when I told you my name a couple years back when you were doing the morning show with Chris. I'm Bill from Clinton. I have the wife, Monica. You guys thought it was too ironic. Now I guess
if you had said your wife was Hillary, we were going to hang up there. But go ahead, Bill. What
no,
do you got?
No. At the time, she was my girlfriend. And I said, if you think that's ironic that my name's Bill and I'm from Clinton, my girlfriend's name's Monica. She's not my wife. But, I just wanted to call and say that I think it's a great event. I purchased tickets via StubHub yesterday, and I'll be going to the game in 97-degree weather.
Paul, Bill from Clinton, headed to the ball
there
game.
There you have it. He's having a good time.
Are you bringing Monica?
No, she don't want to go. She doesn't like baseball. I'm actually taking my brother, Chris.
Nice.
Bill? Please tell Chris Muller that. I am so tired of that guy thinking I was a liar. He called me a liar on the air.
And did he?
You and him were doing the show, and you said, give the man the benefit of the doubt. I think he's real. Why would he lie?
You should punch Malzy next time you see him. I wouldn't blame you for that.
He's a jerk.
Bill, how much did you pay for the tickets, if you don't mind my asking?
You dropped them.
Bye, Bill.
Are they dropping, or are you dropping them?
Sometimes both.
Okay. I was very curious about that. He went to StubHub, Paul. You think they get a sellout tonight? Dr. Dick from Duquesne thinks
no,
they will.
I don't.
I think that, neither do I, actually.
It's
a Monday night against the Reds.
If it was
a weekend, you probably have Cincy people in here, too.
Lots of them. The thing about it is, you have an opportunity, right? You have an opportunity right now he's going to pitch now, what, Monday and then again Sunday. So you have an opportunity to get two games out of him this week.
Yeah, right.
Sunday could be interesting. You know, I don't know. I got to look to see what the circumstances are. But if he pitches Sunday, that should be a really big crowd.
Well, I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to this. Reds, Pirates. Yeah, neither team's that great so far, but they're both in it. And it should be a pretty good matchup. South Hills Kia fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia. Peters Township, visit them at southhillskia.net. Edgar Snyder and Associates, fan text line. Personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Paul, you have a new flow coming up any moment now. Let's do a little potpourri to end the show. There's a bunch of stuff I didn't get around to. There was a Another big Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese moment. People going crazy over that. We opened with golf, but I did have a golf question for Paul. A couple other Steelers stories. Ray Fittipaldo on Justin Fields. Lots of things going on here as we head down the stretch. Paul?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is Paul Zeiss. New Flow Men's Health is an incredible success in treating men with erectile dysfunction. For a limited time, New Flow is offering exclusive pricing for significant savings. Haven't you suffered long enough? There are no pills. There are no injections, no games. Pittsburgh guys helping Pittsburgh guys. Call 412-784-9000. That's 412-784-9000. Take advantage of the great offer. Tell them Paul sent you.
Paul still raving about the show last night. I wish I was there.
Yeah.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, Lionel Richie. PPG Paints, right?
It was at PPG Paints Arena.
Should have been an outdoor show.
I'm telling you. Based on what I saw last night, they might have been able to sell a lot of tickets, like if they went to PNC Park with that show, you know? Even especially all you got to do there is just add one more name, you know? I don't know. Like?
Mulsey?
Gladys Knight or somebody.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Right? Somebody like that.
What time are we done? 49? All right, Paul. We got a lot to get to here. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester. Thank you, Mr. Hester. Very kindly. That's the What's Cooking, brought to you by Mr. Hester. The 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And social media's biggest loser, Donnie Football. And I mean that as a compliment. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Paul, you have like 10 seconds to answer these questions.
Okay.
Charles Barkley says this will be his last year. Next season will be his last NBA season in the studio. A, do you believe him? B, is he the greatest studio analyst of all time in sports?
He is, because he can say whatever he wants to say and get away with it. He says a lot of things that a lot of guys would never even think about saying. He's funny. He's personable. And you know what? He's knowledgeable, but he also has a lot of things that he says that just it's clear he doesn't know what he's talking about. He just sells it like he does. I don't believe that next year will be his last year. I think this guy's got a gambling problem. He's going to continue to try and get paychecks.
There's still too much money out there for him somewhere. Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese. I'll give my take first on this. This is great. This is great stuff. I'm watching these games, not just with Caitlin Clark, but all the games. The WNBA, it's phenomenal theater, and these two are developing a rivalry early in their careers. The hard foul yesterday by Angel Reese, all hell broke loose, of course, on social media. I don't care. I'm just enjoying it, man. This is drama. This is theater. And Caitlin Clark was the best player on that court yesterday. You give her an off season; she comes back next year. I just love this. I didn't watch the NBA for 20 years. The last 3 or 4 years, I started to watch, and now I'm addicted to it.
The WNBA.
Yeah, WNBA.
Yeah. I think that Angel Reese is doing everything in her power to remain relevant. I just don't think she's all that interesting. She's the thing about her as a player, she's really, it's almost like she's a fake villain. that act is going to wear off. At some point, you better become a star. And Caitlin Clark is going to become a star. You know what I mean? Caitlin Clark's going to become a star. And so, and she's, again, like I said, she's one of the most entertaining players to watch because she pulls up from 40 or 35 or whatever, and she can hit six in a row. Just not that much interesting about Angel Reese. She's really trying hard to be irrelevant, and I just don't know that she's ever really going to be as relevant as she desires to be.
10 seconds, Pirate prediction.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Skeens goes 7, and the Pirates win 3-0.
Skeens pitches a one-hitter through 7, and the Pirates win 4-1. Rowdy hits a 3-run homer. Paul, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, we'll see you. Be good.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, 24 Silverado LT Crew Cab, up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com. Partly cloudy and a high of 97.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.